Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is it. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
You're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions and Ascent Radio. I'm proud to introduce to you our thought leader today, Russell Trahan, who is owner and CEO and president of PRPR Public Relations Firms. For the last 20 years, he has used his expertise in marketing and publicity. And in particular, I believe he can help the medical profession and the dental community in particular to improve our practices, improve our awareness, and just overall help our businesses grow and prosper. Welcome, Russell. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you, Dr. Coughlin. It's my pleasure to be here.
I understand you have some additional experiences at Stanford University that is unique for helping your business, PRPR, and our businesses of healthcare in particular. Is that correct?
I did my grad work there in organizational management. Truth be told, you know, full disclosure, I'm always very careful because you want to have truth in advertising and truth in publicity. I did my grad work there, but I did not complete it, so I'm always very careful to say not to say that I graduated from Stanford, but I attended Stanford.
Well, that's quite an honor in itself. Give the listeners a little bit of background of some of the companies that you've dealt with in the past.
Sure. Well, PRPR specializes in content experts. The client best served with our media relations is one that's looking to position their expertise, their unique position, their controversial stance in front of their target market. Many of our clients are thought leaders in their industry, be it, you know, dental, medical, be they lawyers or business leaders, authors, particularly nonfiction authors. So, you know, anybody that wants to get name recognition in front of their target market.
And what, in your opinion, is the most effective and efficient way for us to accomplish that?
Well, these days it's definitely through a use of social media coupled with print media. You know, everybody thinks it would be sweet and sexy, and everybody thinks they'll be famous if they can get on TV or, you know, if they can get on the radio. But really, for that residual return on your publicity effort, online and print, coupled with print, are still the most effective. People save magazines, they rip out pages, they bookmark, they download, they email information to friends. So you know, to get that really, you know, long-term results, because people may see your message today but not be ready to respond to it tomorrow or even next week. But when you're online or in print, they can always come back to it when they are ready. But, you know, in broadcast media, which, you know, it's great for a blip and it's great for a spike, but, you know, next month, next week, that message is gone. So still staying online and in print is the best way to reach your target market.
Russ, my market is healthcare, but dentistry in particular. And there's approximately 150,000 active practicing dentists in the United States. And the average practice has between 6 and 8 employees, revenues of between $800 and $1 million. Is that too small a company to consider a firm like yourself or a strategy that you're discussing?
Not at all. You know, it really, the size of their practice isn't relevant. When publicity serves you the best, when you're ready to start a publicity campaign or a publicity strategy, is when, you know, either you're new to the market, you know, whether you've got 1 employee or 6 or 10, if you're new to a market, you want to establish that name recognition. You want to, you know, position yourself in front of your potential clients. Or if you are introducing a new service or you're introducing a new product, you know, maybe you didn't work in a certain area before and now you're adding that to your practice and you want to let both your established clientele and a new market know about that new service or product that you're offering. And also, you know, the very well established dental practice, you know, if whether you've been in business for 2 months or 2 years or 20 years, you could really benefit from a publicity strategy, because there are all those new dentists coming out of school and starting up their practices. So you need to maintain your name awareness in front of your established clientele, as well as try to capture some new markets on occasion.
I'll just digress a little bit, but a story that you just jarred my memory on is approximately 17, 18 years ago, Sports Illustrated contacted me, and they were interested in me doing an article on dentistry, and it was a full page. And at that time, I think it was about $5,000, and I hummed and I hawed. I just really struggled. Did I want to spend that kind of money? Would there be any reach for it? And the long and short of it is just as you stated, about 18 months later, a gentleman came in with that article, and he said, I've been saving my money. I think that you're an expert. I sense that you are an expert. And I'd like you to restore not just my mouth back to normal health and function, but my wife's. And that gentleman spent almost $90,000 over the next 6 months. And it just amazed me that without any prior knowledge, you hit the nail right on the head. He actually had the magazine with the article that I wrote. Obviously that was a terrific return on investment. And I have not stopped marketing for my practice, which now has over 100,000 patient visits a year, 14 locations, and it continues to grow. And it's thanks to people like yourself that made me think outside of the box. If I'm not putting you on the spot, what would be a typical budget would you for an average dental practice? And I know there's no such thing really as average. Would you put a dollar amount on? What would you recommend?
Certainly, and I will be happy to answer that in just a moment. If I can segue back to what you just said, though, because it brings up an excellent point that many, I'm sure, dentists are thinking about as they're considering publicity, is they would think, why do I want national press? What good will national exposure get me? My market is here within a 50-mile radius of my practice. But, you know, how impressive was it in the eyes of your client to see you in a national magazine, you know, for you to use that quote, you know, as seen in Sports Illustrated when you are marketing to your local community. So even though you may think, oh, I'm not ready for national press, or I don't need national press because my market is local, to get that national exposure and then be that big fish in your local market pond is a wonderful way to gain that name recognition. Now, to answer your question directly, a good publicity campaign, you're probably going to want to budget anywhere from, you know, on the low side, probably $1,000 a month, anywhere up to probably $3,000 a month, depending on what combination of avenues you want to pursue. You know, obviously, social media, very strong. People sit down and Google everything these days. So for you to have an online campaign positioning your name and your expertise so that when they sit down and Google hometown dentist, your name comes up, you know, above the scroll. In the old days with newspapers, you always wanted to be above the fold, but these days with everything being online, you want to be above the scroll. And then, you know, obviously couple that with the print media, local magazines, neighborhood newspapers, local monthly magazines, as well as that national exposure. But comfortably in the range of about $1,000, you know, you shouldn't have to spend any more than $3,000, though.
And what exactly does your firm PRPR do? I know that I've used you. I'm a client, and I know exactly what you're doing for me, and I'm just ecstatic about the results. I'm also incredibly impressed with the expertise and the professionalism, but I'm sure it's not cookie cutter. I'm sure you are tweaking it for individual needs. But you expand, could you expand on the social media, but in particular the print media? Are these articles less than 1,000 words, more than 1,000 words, and so on?
Certainly, I'd be happy to. And we are ecstatic with your results as well. So glad to hear that you're happy with them. You give us great content to work with, so that's we're glad to be able to get those results for you. The typical article these days that editors are looking for is about the 800 to 1,000 word range, about two and a half pages. You know, this is longer than your average blog post, which is about 300 to 500 words. So you know you've got the chance to lengthen it there to really get your point across in the 800 to 1,000 word range for the article. Also, these articles, it's very important. Editors are looking for content. You know, the editor of your local neighborhood magazine, the editor of your, you know, community monthly magazines, they're looking for content. They want educational, informational articles. It's very important that you make them bullet pointed, that you make them benefit oriented, that you make them action stepped. You know, these types of magazines would love articles on the top five myths of children's dentistry, the top seven things you can do to make your teeth last longer. You know, these are the just off the top of my head. If you've got something controversial or if you've got a unique stance on something, that's even better. But then because the articles themselves are non-advertorial, you know, the article is content-driven, at the end of the article is the resource box. This is where the promotion comes in. This is where it comes in about you, your practice, your education, your specialty. You know, and this is where the call to action comes in. You know, for more information, call this number. You know, to learn more about it, click here, and you put your website on it. That's where the promotion is going to come in, because when the editor realizes that you're offering content that is going to benefit their reader, they will be more than happy to place your article for you.
And how many publications would you say on average are going out on a monthly basis? Let's say to some of our listeners who are not as savvy with marketing and are probably just thinking about it, would it go into 10, 20, 50, 100? On average, how many articles, I shouldn't say articles, how many magazines are reached?
Certainly. Now, in your case, since we are placing your articles into the National Trade and Industry and Association magazines, we're getting, now our average for other clients is 14 placements per article. Yours are actually doing a little bit better than that, because I say you've been giving us great content and we truly appreciate that. But, you know, focusing on that type of market, typically you can get about 14 placements per article. You know, the way we pitch them out on a non-exclusive basis, the insurance industry doesn't care if the restaurant industry uses it, and the real estate industry doesn't care if the landscaping industry uses it. So we can get a typical article placed into a dozen or more different magazines. Now, you know, if your market is different, like you said, it's not a cookie-cutter system, customizing it for each of our clients, that number may, you know, go up or down according to the market you're seeking to be positioned in front of.
Again, for our listeners, I am a client of PRPR. I've been extraordinarily pleased with their care and service. But just for those listening, I actually write the article. I come up with the ideas. Sometimes I get some coaching and some input. And then those articles can be cleared up by the editors at PRPR. And they're giving me points that they think maybe could be polished up, or perhaps I should go into more depth or less depth. And that expertise has been very insightful for me. I can just tell you a true story. Last Friday, I got a phone call from a dentist in Florida. He was interested in having me coach. He's got four practices. He's interested in expanding his market. He listened to the podcast. He read some of my articles on leadership. And that's a direct impact from my association with PRPR. Russ, as we're getting ready to close, is there a way for our listeners to reach out either through email, Twitter, LinkedIn? How's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with your company?
Well, thank you. Again, I'm so pleased that you are pleased with your results. And the best way would be to visit our website, www.prpr.net. My employees joke with me that whenever I say that's Papa Romeo, paparomeo.net, it makes it sound like an Italian restaurant, not a publicity agency, but we're prpr.net. And then on the website, there is a contact request form. They can give me their name, their email address, their phone number, whatever their preferred method of contact is, and write me a little note. You know, let me know what it is they're looking for. Do they want to set up a call? Do they just want some preliminary information? But that would be the best way to get directly in front of me, is through our website, prpr.net.
Well, you've been listening to Russell Trahan, owner and CEO of PRPR. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, owner and producer of Ascent Radio, and you're listening to Ascent-Dental-Solutions with a focus on knowledge, consultation, training, and development. I also want to give special thanks to Mr. Doug Foresta, who has produced these podcasts over the last several months. And great thanks, Russell, for taking the time this evening to speak with us. And I appreciate your expertise and your help. And good luck in the future.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Coughlin. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Bye now.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.